From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. The Defense Department says Secretary Robert Gates has canceled a trip to Latin America this week to prepare a report for Congress about the Iraq War. It's an interim report due July 15th, leading up to the presentation by U.S. Commander General David Petraeus in September. Iraq is expected to dominate debate tomorrow when the U.S. Senate takes up a defense authorization bill. That debate comes as Republican support for the president's conduct of the war is eroding. I spoke earlier today with two senators. First, Republican Judd Gregg of New Hampshire, the ranking member of the Budget Committee and Chief Deputy Whip. You have co-sponsored this legislation that's based on the Baker-Hamilton Iraq Study Group. And one of its recommendations was to begin to get U.S. troops out of Iraq by March. They would then be used in a more supportive role rather than in a combat role. Is that a realistic goal, the spring?
Well, we're probably past that time frame. As when the Baker-Hamilton Commission came out, that time frame might have worked if you'd followed the recommendations of that commission. But you're probably going to have to extend that time frame, and because it's starting later. But as a practical matter, the blueprint is still valid, which is to set up a set of standards which should be met by the government of Iraq, set of goals for how we proceed there, with the basic philosophy being that our purpose should be to draw down troops, move troops out of the middle of the fray, so to say, and set up facilities and capability which would allow us, if we had to go back into Iraq because of an al-Qaeda government taking hold there or because it became a client state for some other terrorist activity.
In recent days, several prominent Republicans have come out saying that they are rethinking the way the war is going and the need for a new strategy. What do you think is going on within the ranks of the Republican Party?
Well, I think it's reflective of what's going on in the country, where, you know, there's a general frustration, in many instances much more than a frustration, with progress that's occurring there and the fact that the light at the end of the tunnel doesn't seem to exist. The bottom line here, of course, for most Republicans, I suspect, is the view that I have and many others have, which is that this is a war about protecting America's interests and fighting a terrorist threat that basically wants to do us fundamental harm. These folks still want to attack us, and they want to kill us, and they want to bring the war here to America. And one of the best ways to fight them is to find them where they are rather than have them come here and find us. But clearly the progress in Iraq is not good, and there has to be some way of bringing closure to that of undertaking so that we aren't continuing to put troops in harm's way in a situation which doesn't seem to be resolvable.
You say that on the one hand, that if the U.S. is not fighting people on the ground in Iraq, then they'll be fighting terrorists in this country. But on the other hand, you're saying that it is time to start withdrawing troops from Iraq.
What I'm saying is that we need a very defined blueprint for how we're going to proceed in Iraq. We can't just drift there. And the blueprint was given to us by the Iraq Study Group. We should basically adopt that and move forward with that. And part of that is to set up a structure where you can begin to withdraw troops from the immediate confrontation in Baghdad and other places where they're at risk as a result of the intensity of conflict there between the Shia and the Sunni groups. But that doesn't mean you ignore the fact that also within Iraq there is a clear al-Qaeda presence, and they intend to use Iraq as a staging area for developing more attacks in the future against us as a nation here in the United States. And we would be naive to ignore that fact and to simply abandon our efforts there unilaterally and in a precipitous way without a game plan. And the game plan should be the Iraq Study Group proposal.
Republican Senator Judd Gregg of New Hampshire, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.
We turn now to Senator Evan Bayh, a Democrat from Indiana, a traditionally Republican state. Thanks for being with us, Senator Bayh.
Glad to be with you.
Public approval for Congress has sunk since the Democrats took control and failed to change Iraq policy. How important do you think this debate on the defense authorization bill coming up this week is going to be for establishing Democrats' credibility with their constituents on the war?
Well, I think it's important. People are frustrated with the lack of progress. They know the current strategy isn't working. I think they've given up hope that the president will chart a different course, and so they're looking to Congress. So I do think this debate is important to show some tangible progress toward charting a better course.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has said the Democrats have not done enough to end the war. He's hoping to force votes this week on limiting funding and withdrawing troops. He'll be offering an amendment with Senator Russ Feingold that would cut off funds for most troops in Iraq by next April. Are you prepared to support that?
I didn't support it the last time, but I do have an open mind to being more aggressive this time to try and move the president and the country in a better direction. Without getting into all the details, I think you'll see a series of votes, some that involve staying the course, so to speak, until General Preyas reports on the results of the surge in September. Some others, like Russ and Harry, will be trying to establish a fixed timeline. And then there will be another group that will look to the results of the Iraq Study Commission as perhaps a blueprint toward beginning to extricate ourselves from Iraq. That's where I'm going to be looking first, but I haven't closed the door toward voting with Harry and Russ on their proposal either.
Do you now see a majority coalescing around the ideas put forward by Baker Hamilton, this idea of a redeployment plan for the troops?
I do see some bipartisan coalescing, and you've seen some important statements here in the last week or so by my colleague Dick Lugar from Indiana, Pete Domenici just a few days ago. I think George Voinovich has expressed his concern. And so I do think that the prospect for some Democrat and Republican agreement about needing to force the president's hand in a more reasonable direction is possible in the course of this debate, primarily because of the number of Republicans who have reached the conclusion that our current approach just is not working.
You mentioned your Republican colleague from Indiana, Richard Lugar. Do you think the people of Indiana now believe Congress should step in and redirect the president's conduct of the war?
I think a majority of Hoosiers do, but it gets a little complicated when you begin discussing how we would do that. I think most agree that Iraq is not going the way we would want it to go, that they feel that over the course of the next year we should largely disengage ourselves from Iraq. But when you're talking about funding resolutions that in some people's minds would, quote, cut off the funding for the troops, even though that may not be literally true, that's where they tend to get, they tend to balk at that step. So they know it's not going well. They want us to begin the process of getting out, but they don't want to do it in a way that appears to cut the legs out from under our troops who are in the field.
Senator Evan Bayh, a Democrat from Indiana, thank you for speaking with us, sir.